This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Basket of Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Antonio Pittman, 11:20. Tim May, 1 o'clock. Kevin Stefanski's press conference, little bit later in the day. Coming up a little bit later in the day. You know, Browns and Bengals right here on 92.3 The Fan. That is at that is Sunday. Kickoff is at 1. Various platforms to catch your pregame show. I'll be over on NCX for the Browns Radio Network. That'll start 4 hours. Our good friend Ken Kerman, who just walked out of the studio, he'll get you going with the first part of it, and then I'm in for the second 2 hours. He's in for the first 2 hours. So, and then Jeff is there for you at halftime and postgame with Tyvis Powell. So, are we
what
all set for Sunday?
It's going to be.
I know. I'm excited. I'm ready for this game.
Yeah, me too.
You got a game tonight on YouTube, Chiefs and Chargers. That's regular YouTube, right? You can watch that if you just download YouTube, you're good to go. You don't need like YouTube Plus or anything.
You'll also be able to listen to that game, Westwood Wins coverage of it, right here on 92.3 The Fan. You'll be listening to the NFL all season long.
Wow, this has been the best.
We're just shameless pluggers.
I know. That's all. Jeff, you got anyone to throw more in there? Daryl Ryder's our Browns beat reporter.
He is.
Yeah, that's another problem.
You listen to a wonderful, riveting show Monday at 10, because we'll talk all about the game right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Wow, look at that. Why don't we just do an entire segment of promos? That'd be great. Last night, we had Eagles, Cowboys, 24-20. Eagles, a winner last night. And is this a prelude to what we're going to see for the rest of the season, as we had a player kicked off before the first play from scrimmage? And I'm still trying to figure out Nolan Smith, what happened to him last night, like why he got tossed from that game. So is this the new NFL that we're looking at? Taunting rules, and we had spitting last night, and we had a rain delay. Okay, rain delay I can live with. But spitting, like, what are you thinking there? Taunting, what are you thinking there? And then, you know, the season's underway, so I think we're all kind of excited about that.
Do you like to see the nonsense in the game?
It depends what the nonsense is.
Like, I don't mind the fun. I think that's great. I'm glad they do that.
What's the difference?
The taunting to me is not a good thing that you need to have in the league. You know, if somebody makes a big play and, you know, rubs it in the other guy's face, I don't think you need that. And if they want to go ahead and regulate that out of the game, that's okay by me. But I'm glad they brought the alleged fun back into the game. You know, last night, the Eagles defense picked up a fumble and then ran into the end zone away from the Cowboys. You know, they ran and ran a defensive tush push across the back of the end zone. That was funny. That was funny. Now, should professional athletes have better things to do than choreograph moves during the week? They got a lot of time on their hands.
Maybe.
There's a lot of time between meetings.
Well, they did
meetings.
Cut away a lot of the practice
time between meetings. I don't mind the fun at all. In fact, I think it's great. But as if football's not a machismo sport enough, you don't need to, you know, if you stand over a quarterback you just sacked, and, you know, looking like a bad, you know what? Well, you should be penalized.
What if you turn to the fans and flex your muscles to the fans? So you walk away from the person you just laid out, like on any given sack, right? Guy comes in, blows up the quarterback. It's a sack. He's feeling good, feels the adrenaline rush, just gave his team defensively, maybe picked up 6 to 10 yards and put the team back the other way. And he turns to his fans and he shows his muscles the way Albert Bell did. Is there a problem with that?
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either.
But the NFL, we might be seeing down the road. I just don't think you need the taunt. If you want to celebrate and everything, okay. I personally always loved the Jim Brown theory. Here, I just scored a touchdown. Take the ball. You know why? Because I'm going to do it again. And I've done it before.
Fear us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That to me was the best taunting you could do. Yeah, I just won 35 yards for a touchdown, and I ran over your linebacker. Here, take the ball, Mr. Official. Thanks. I loved that.
Because I'm coming right back for another
one. Yeah, I'm coming. Yeah. Here I come again.
But then
the whole thing for the first down, you know, how especially you especially see wide receivers do it. Those guys, they're flamboyant. They're fun. But, you know, they get up. I just caught a pass for 7 yards. Yeah, baby, here we go. Oh, look at me. I'm pointing the other way. We got a first down. Really?
Well,
I mean, you're making 35 mil. That's kind of the idea.
But no, my favorite part of that is after they've dropped 3 passes prior, and now all of a sudden, and they barely hung on to the ball on a 3-yard catch, and they cross the line, and they're barely tackled. Now all of a sudden, and they point to the first down, and they give you the first down sign like they're the official. I'm like, wow, that's really, really good. You dropped 2 passes before this that you probably should have had that could have been touchdowns, but now... Now you've got a first down. That's the one thing that I think irritates me more than anything.
Yeah.
I don't really have a problem with defensive players. I just, they don't need, like last night, Smith did kind of stand over him and was talking, right? There's no reason for that.
Well, no, it's not anything. Personally, I don't care for it. I don't think it's anything that's terribly egregious, but the NFL doesn't want that. And I get that. You know,
these guys
beat the, you know what, out of each other for a living. You don't, and you're going to catch a guy. You know what I mean? I mean, you might have the best left tackle ever, but you're going to beat him once in a while. Does that mean you need to get in the quarterback's face and taunt him? No, I don't. I personally don't think so. But as you said, Andy, if you want to sack the quarterback, get up and sprint toward your stands and flex, go for it. Have some fun.
I just there's parts of me that wonder what the NFL wants and what they don't want because
yeah, it's a little vague, isn't
well,
it?
Well, the hard part is that, you know, they put a giant TV screen in the end zone so the defense can watch themselves on a selfie after they've come up with a big play.
That's insane. That's ridiculous.
But it's goofy.
But guess what? Eh, why not? It's a celebration.
Yeah, but I see the funny part is I don't really mind it on defense. Like that doesn't
because
bother me.
Because the defense doesn't get a whole lot of.
Yeah, they don't get to score.
To celebrate. Yeah. I
like. Could you imagine if a punter has the ball? It's a bad snap. They get it, and then the next thing you know, they run 80 yards for a touchdown because there was good blocking. Like if you wanted to spike the ball or do something sassy, I'd be okay with it. It's the punter. He's going to get blown up on the next play anyway.
You better be careful.
Someone's going to take a 15-yard penalty for that because it was the punter. If you had a play like that, I just don't understand what the NFL wants, though. Does the NFL want guys to overreact after a play?
Or how about this? Let's go with more than one game. Let's get through the weekend. See what kind of stuff gets called. It'll be a conversation for Monday. You know, what are they going to do? How are they going to do it? What are they going to call? What are they not going to call? And we might get a better idea. I just don't. You know, remember they allowed fun back into the game?
Yeah. Remember, because they were the no fun league, and I don't think they like being called that.
No, well, and look at what these guys do for a living. I mean, you can't completely ask a guy to get up and not show any emotion. That's silly, and you don't want that. You know, you want to sell your sport. I personally loved it. You know, when you see a guy like Nick Chubb was when he was here was about as Jim Brown as you're going to get. You know, Nick didn't go over the top on much of anything. And I love that. I love that approach. But that's just me. You know, if folks love celebrating, that's great too. That's great. Just there's no need to taunt and certainly no need to, you know, spit on anybody.
So here's the true definition of the rule. The NFL taunting rule aims at preventing unnecessary displays of disrespect between players and to promote sportsmanship. The rule prohibits players from directing derogatory gestures or words at their opponents' actions that the league believes could lead to altercations or escalate tensions during games. Did we just see how this year is going to look last night? And it's not, you know, like the first, the spitting thing was just ridiculous. That's easy. But the taunting call for Nolan Smith is like, is that the bar?
Well, let's see.
Is that what they're going to be? Because like see. Sports Illustrated said that, like the headline for them was, the bar for taunting penalty this year looks shockingly low in Eagles Cowboys game.
Again, one game, one call. Let's see where this goes.
But don't you feel like that? I mean, we've been told the NFL is going to be. Here's the thing. Okay, we've all been told the NFL is going to forcefully instruct these taunting calls this year. They want to make sure that guys aren't taunting other players. Why? Right. Because you heard that. Yeah. Okay, so you know that. The players clearly know it, but yet there will be a player that will do this and cost his team 15 yards at some point. Like, well, how much more does a player need to know before that? How many taunting calls are we going to see this weekend?
I don't know.
Knowing that players know exactly what the rules are. They know what the league wants. So why would you taunt?
Let's see what they call this weekend. Why would you taunt? I don't know. You know, you can celebrate without taunting. I'm sure that's what they're looking for.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it so? Are we going back to the No Fun League or not? That's my question.
I don't think so. Can we get through one game? More than one game?
Maybe.
I've mentioned that a few times.
Are you sure?
I think I have.
Well, they did call it a little in the preseason, too. I don't know if you were locked into the preseason the way I am.
I love the preseason.
Nothing better than the preseason.
Third and fourth quarters of that third game. Oh, my God.
I'm also, you said something in the first segment. I know we got a minute here. That you don't like the thought of playing these games on Friday night. I was a little bit shocked by that.
No.
Why?
I personally love the NFL on Sunday and Monday. Thursday I can deal with. I think it's not the best thing for the players to play on that short of rest. You know, yesterday was fine because it was the first game of the year. That short of rest, the players will tell you that it's not good for them. And most fans who watch a game will tell you, well, that wasn't the viewing experience I was hoping for because most of the games are crummy on Thursday. The quality of play isn't as good as it should be.
Do you see the rationale what I have on that though? The part of it that I really don't like is the fact that
I know.
You know, I like just let the high school kids play on Friday night. I don't think
if
it's that big.
If we still had
deal.
The drop, Dan would play right now. It's
what about the
woman
kids?
Screaming? It's all about the children.
It is all about the children. You know it is. It's the way we roll. All right, let's come back. I do want to ask you a little bit about that. Do you think the NFL should be playing on Friday night? Because we do have a game tonight, Chiefs and Chargers, and we want to get into Browns Bengals. So we're going to do all that when we come back. It is Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. What do we got? Coming up a little bit later, Antonio Pittman, at 11.20, and Tim May at 1 o'clock. That's right, Tim May, 1 o'clock, Letterman Row. I know we have a lot of Tim May. I get more requests for Tim May than any other guests that we get. Do you realize that?
The other stations get requests for Rush.
They do.
We get Tim May.
That's okay. You know who does all those requests? It's me. Like, I'm the one calling there all the time, telling them to make sure they play it. So, Tim May at 1 o'clock, Antonio Pittman at 1:20. Browns and Bengals coming up 1 o'clock on Sunday. All right, Jeff, so we've had, what, 8 months to think about this game, and I'm just wondering, as we sit here just, I don't know, 2 days and a couple hours away, hour and a half away, your thoughts on the game coming up on Sunday?
Can the Browns make sure Joe Burrow doesn't go nuts? Can that happen?
That's the biggest storyline of the game for you?
To me, it is. Mm-hmm. That's even bigger than can the Browns score? Because if Joe Burrow goes nuts, the Browns won't score enough to keep up. So I think the defense has to keep Joe Burrow under control. Not saying shut him down. Not saying, you know, make his day absolutely miserable. They have to keep him halfway under control. And if they can do that, they have a chance to win.
I'm looking at the Browns, and I'm trying to figure out a way, how do they get to 21 points? I've been doing this since last year. If you're going to get stuck at 16 like they were last year, and I just feel like the offense is going to be better this year, I just don't know why. I mean, if you really think about it, is it Flacco's ability to maybe move the ball around a little bit more, but yet still have the setback of knowing that he may throw to the other team? And if that happens, then we got big issues. I like the Flacco-Dininjoku connection. I like the thought of Joe being able to go to the tight ends with Harold Fannin, who I think I predicted a touchdown for him in the last game.
Now
in
wearing number 44, yeah. By the way. Changed from 88 to 44.
So now, does that make him half as good as he was, or half twice as good? If you're 88 and you're 44.
I don't think there's any numerical equation to how he's going to play.
Okay, well.
I do know he wore 44 at Bowling Green. I think he also wore 0 at Bowling Green. But he's going to do his best Leroy Kelly, Tommy Vardell impression.
So if your offensive line is able to perform the way I think we think they can, Flacco's ability to get to the tight ends, and I just feel like our running backs all game long are just going to be chipping away. And it's going to be, I don't know that it's going to be exciting. I don't know that it's going to be great, but if they can get to 3 yards a carry, 4 yards a carry, then life could be good. He mix in just a little bit of pass. Jerry Jeudy could thrive under Joe Flacco, and I think that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to seeing on Sunday. But there's going to have to be another wide receiver who's going to have to emerge. We've seen signs of it with Tillman before. We've had, you know, Jamari Thrash out
really
there.
Good last year.
Yeah.
I mean, for a short period of time.
So maybe with an extended period of time, that's how the offense gets moving. I got to see it to believe it, because on paper, when you look here and look at the Browns offense, you wonder, how are they going to be able to get more than 16 points per game like the issue was a year ago? Hopefully it's one quarterback and one quarterback consistently. And that's kind of how I see it. I like the Browns on Sunday, and I to be honest with you, I think it's the defense is the reason that I like the Browns. I love that front four. You know, Alex Wright seems like he's in a position now with three other guys next to him, too, that could really, you know, empower what that front four can look like. You know, what's our secondary going to look like? I hope good. I hope Denzel's okay. And then when you go back and you look at the middle of the field, you know, Carson Schweizinger seems like he's going to be something, but he's nothing right now until he actually plays in a real game. His we could be really excited different. About it. He's an unproven NFL talent right
there
now.
There we go.
All right. So, so that's where my big concerns are, you know, obviously linebacker. But that's about it on defense, man. I feel good about our defense, but can they shut down Joe Burrow? I think that's a major league question for a game like Sunday. And how important is it for them to get a win week one, knowing what the rest of the schedule is going to be?
I'm just going to throw in every week, Andy. They've just got to pick up any win anywhere they can get one, because it's a real challenge. The first 8 weeks, I mean, heading into the bye. And here's the other thought. Remember this. Our team was 3-14. Forget the first 6 weeks. Every week's going to be a challenge.
True.
I mean, our team was lousy last year. So anybody they play is going to be a challenge. And I hope that they can get back to some principles that have worked here before. I hope the defense is better than it was last year, approaches what it was 2 years ago. Hope the running game can do what it's done in the past year. Because one of the few qualms I've had with Kevin Stefanski over the years was when he had Nick Chubb and didn't give him the ball enough.
No, I agree with that. Yeah, I'll never understand that.
So if it's working, run the ball. Run the ball.
Do you guys think when we look at this season going into it, and this maybe just a little bit of time of reflection when we talk about the Browns.
Time to reflect.
Going into this thing. Let's reflect. That there isn't a whole lot of fan passion going into the season. And I wonder, and I'm just throwing this out there, if Shedeur Sanders was the quarterback, if that passion would be greater. Take your logistical mind and set it aside for a second. Do you think there is a lot of fan passion going into the season? I feel like things from the outside, like the expectation is very minimal. The best you hear from anyone, even around here, would be, I heard Ken say it this morning too, and I've said it before, 8-9 wins. He said, I don't know if he said 9 or not, but 8. 8 was my optimistic feeling that we talked about the other day, which is an upgrade from what I originally thought, especially knowing what I think the beginning of the season could look like. And I just don't feel like there's a ton of passion going into the season, maybe because the expectations are so low, or maybe because by starting Joe Flacco, the reality hit after the euphoria of bringing back a quarterback that did instill some confidence in this offense 2 years ago just isn't there. And the reality of where he is in his career may be downplaying the way Browns fans feel about the season.
I think there's buzz heading into the season. Would it be greater if Shedeur were quarterback? Yep. Would it be greater if Dylan Gabriel were quarterback? Yep. Would it be greater if Kenny Pickett were the quarterback? I think so. But doesn't mean there's still not buzz. I want to see it.
I don't feel
Let's
like...
Let's go. Joe. Joe's the quarterback. Let's go. Let's get behind him.
Dan, do you see where I'm at on this? Like, I don't know that there's a great buzz going into the season right now. I don't feel like fans have any hope or realistic feeling. Like, hey, man, this is going to be a great season. I can't wait for them. Like, I think people are saying, I can't wait for them to play because they like the NFL and they like the fact that we have a team here in town and they like the fact that they're the Browns and there's always hope. But it's not like, you know what? This is our year, man. I feel really good about this, maybe because we've been crushed too many times.
Starting a 40-year-old quarterback, Andy, who's say whatever you want about his level of play. Starting a 40-year-old quarterback screams, boy, can't wait to see what they do in the draft next year. That's why you might not have the buzz you want.
You buying or selling?
I feel like this is the year after LeBron left and the credit cards due.
Ooh.
And I think that's exactly why everybody's looking at the season that way. Is they're looking around and going, okay, this team has been, and I know everybody's going to laugh when I say this team's pretty much been in win mode for the last 6 years, 7 years. They have been trying to win as many games as possible, make the playoffs, all that kind of stuff. It flopped on the Deshaun Watson train. It flat out flopped. They gave up a whole bunch of picks. This roster isn't as young as you'd like it to be for the position they're in. The credit cards do. And so now you're looking down and going, all right, we've had a lot of fun the last couple of years. And some of it really fun, others really, really depressing as it fell on its face. We got to pay this off before we can look forward. And I think that's how Browns fans are looking at it, is we're going to use this year to evaluate. Maybe one of the rookie quarterbacks looks good. Cool. Maybe Jerry Jeudy makes a leap forward into being one of the top 10 receivers in football.
I don't think fans look at it that way. I don't think maybe hardcore fans might, this is a year of evaluation and I can live with that. I don't think fans think they want to buy season tickets to watch a season of evaluation. I just don't. I think fans today want this team to go out there and win and make the playoffs. Whether that's realistic or not, they know this team is 0-0 right now. And no one wants to sit here, and we've done it a couple times over the last 2 weeks, sit here and say, which quarterback are they going to draft in the draft? Nobody wants that. They want to know that if Joe Flacco goes out there and starts and wins, can this team take us to the promised land? That's what the beginning of the season is all about. I don't think anyone's sitting here going, well, you just want to see how they progress. And I really, oh man, here we go with the process is great on this. Because, I mean, we want to talk about Joe being old, right? And people want to get into that. You can't look at our offensive line and say, oh, this isn't aged. This is an aged offensive line. And if one thing goes wrong or guys start getting hurt, the whole, you know, the whole house of cards is going to come flying down if they don't play up to expectations. Like I we sit here and we talk about it, how the fans, you know, okay, I understand it's a year of progress. We're going to figure this thing out and want to be, you know, Mensa about it. But the reality is when you turn on the tube and you start listening to our pregame show or whatever on Sunday, you want this team to win and win every week. And you kind of expect it because you want them to win, even though you know way better than expecting a win. You want this team to go out there and win because you want to be one of the fans at the end of the season. Go, yeah, we're going to playoffs. That's all I care about. I want to get me to the playoffs.
Hey, it might happen every year. Every year, three teams make it that didn't make it the year before.
Is that four, I thought.
Whatever.
Three or four, yeah.
Every year, an amount of teams over one make it that didn't make it the year before. Maybe you're one of those. Who knows? There's a, you know, always a Commanders team out there somewhere. There's always a Vikings situation. There's always something that you could point to. Maybe the Browns are one of those. I don't know. Nobody, no blog on the face of this earth had the Washington Commanders winning as many games as they did.
Good
point. No Minnesota Vikings blog on this earth had Sam Darnold walking in and looking as good as he did in Kevin O'Connell's office.
But every team, even those teams, every once in a while seems to find a season where, okay, oh, look at this. And that, like Washington last year, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, it just doesn't happen for the Browns that often. And we've had a little taste of it, just a little taste of it over the last couple of years. But it never goes to the next level or the next expectation that I think football fans want.
If you
want to
have hope and sow hope and all that stuff, you should. Absolutely. Have a blast. That's what football's for. It's a great distraction from the life around you and a pathetic excuse to get together with your friends and have a good old time. If you want to think that they're winning on top of it, great. Do it. The track record's there if you want it. You follow the path.
All right, what are you expecting out of the Browns on Sunday? What do you expect to see out of the Browns on Sunday? And am I wrong? Does anyone really want to sit here and watch the process? No. You want this team to
win
now.
Process.
And I do think that's kind of stifled our whole expectation for this season. You tell me, are your friends into it? Are they into it? Are you into it? Do you have any kind of high hopes for this team for this season? Or are you just kind of like, all right, well, here we go. Kickoff, first game of the year, Sunday, 1:00. Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.